box.
That's it.
Howdy.
Vaughn, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. How happy were you to receive that one?
Oh, I'm just another day at work. You know, it's not a, you know, it's a great honor. You know, but it's just another day at work. You know, stuff is still the same. You know, people still joking on me, still calling me names when I walk in. So, nothing really changed. It's just, it's a great honor. It just shows what type of defense that we played. It shows that we got the win and we played great defense. You can't get it without a win. So, we had great defense, great secondary, and great coverage. Allowed us to get the rush.
Last week you talked about how you'd never gotten a sack on Andrew Luck. Seems like you kind of made up for lost time. Do you ever surprise yourself with what you're able to do on the football field?
Well, that was a good question. Last week, Kinsler gave me the good question. Yeah, but, you know, I feel like, I come into the game with, you know, high expectations of myself. But always, you know, when you go out there and you battle and you're tired, you never know what's going to come out of that. And it feels great when, you know, the unknown, I was out there super tired, still battling, was able to, you know, make some plays. So, you know, I was expecting it, but I wasn't, you know, expecting that. And that's always a pleasant surprise.
DeMarcus said he noticed your leadership growing in camp, how you changed your focus. With DeMarcus out, I'm not sure if he's traveling or not. Does that change your game day in terms of what you would do in regards to that?
It just goes back to, you know, the type of leadership that we have on this team. You know, I can't replace what DeMarcus does. There's no way I could do that. I can be the best Vaughn I could possibly be. And I said it before, my thing is working with the young guys. You know, if I could get to Shaq and Shane and have those guys, you know, pick it up 5% and, you know, fill that void for DeMarcus, that's where, you know, my leadership comes in. You know, I'm not gonna come in and just, you know, stand in front of the team and give us, you know, a rah-rah speech to tell Coop to, you know, sit down for a second and let me speak. You know, that's just not me, you know. But I'm going to come out here, I'm going to get with my guys, I'm going to try to push those guys how I would want to be pushed. And that's how it works for me.
The players who arrived after you, younger players, have you noticed the moment when it kind of clicks for them? And have you noticed that with Shane? Was there a moment when he just sort of got it?
Yeah, you know, it's always moments that guys, you know, take the coaching and they apply it. You know, if they just took everything that you coach him, you know, one time, you wouldn't have to coach him every single day. You know, as humans, we battle with consistency. So, you know, days come out, you know, just like today with Dora, you know, he came out, we've been coaching him since training camp on this one particular move, and he came out in one-on-one pass rush, and he finally did it. It was like, we've been saying this for, you know, 8 weeks now, and he's finally starting to do it. And that's the same with all the guys, same with me. You know, we just battle with consistency. You got to come in and work every single day and just try to string those days out.
Vaughn Talib was asked yesterday if you're the best defensive player in the NFL, and he said hands down, not even a contest. A, do you believe that? Do you think you're the best? And B, when you hear that comment, does that almost mean more to you than the defensive player of the week comment because it comes from a teammate?
I'll start with the first question. You know, if I got up here and I said some of the stuff that I, you know, expected out of myself, I'm sure it would shock all of you guys, and it just wouldn't, you know, look right. You know, so my goals and my aspirations, I try to keep those to myself, and I just try to pick everybody else up around me to get those guys to play at a normal level that they wouldn't normally play at. And as far as accolades, it's only the second week. You know, the consistent guys, you know, get those honors. The consistent guys get those awards. If you look back at, you know, the last 5 years of just football in general, you know, it's you got to be consistent over the year. You know, you got guys that come out the first couple of weeks, and they're on fire. But, you know, week 14, 15, you know, you look around and you don't see those guys. So, you know, like back what I was saying with my guy Jake here, you know, you got to just be consistent. You got to string those days together, string those games together, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Hey, Vaughn, following up on that, there's been some conversation that you're emerging as this generation's Lawrence Taylor. How do you feel about that kind of comparison?
You know, it's a tough question after tough question, you know. I think Cam started that Lawrence Taylor, you know, stuff, but you know, for me, I just try to be the best Vaughn I could possibly be. You know, I'm around legends all day. I'm around DeMarcus Ware and all of these guys. And I see the way I've had great examples on how to, you know, handle yourself. And, you know, I'm a team guy first and foremost. And, you know, wins and great defense, I'm just okay with that. And I'll let, you know, the media talk about all the other stuff.
It's not a coincidence, is it, that you're off to such a fast start after you did a lot of dancing this offseason? Do you think that helped?
I definitely think, you know, some of the practice that I had with Whitney is definitely paying off. I mean, I've never put 6 hours in the one thing every single day. You know, not even football. You know, we practice for, you know, 2 hours. You know, 6 hours every single day. It made me consistent. You know, it made me have to come to work every single day and be consistent and work on something that I wasn't really good at. When I come out here and play football, this is what I do. I'm a professional football player, so it's easier for me to do this. And I think having a struggle with that is definitely helping me here
agility,
in football now.
Flexibility.
You know, I've already had, you know, agility and flexibility, but I just think the consistent part, coming to work, doing something that, you know, I'm not good at. And on Mondays, going and doing that in front of millions of people and, you know, having to show up and having, you know, Whitney really depend on me to get my job done. And that's the correlation that, you know, it has on the football field. You know, people's not, you know, I'm not getting tackling guys on the dance floor, but, you know, the work that you put in to be a great dancer, it has a direct correlation that the work that you have to put in to be a great football player.
So, Vaughn, are all these OTAs and mini camps then overrated?
No. I mean, I came up the first couple of days, I felt like, man, I really, my first day of practice, I was like, you know, I was running around and I was, you know, trying to, you know, fit in and, you know, fit the mold and stuff. But I was like, man, you know, I really did miss OTAs and, you know, off-season training. And I had to really just get on a fast track and, you know, learn all that stuff. You know, I'm a football player, so it was easy for me to pick back up on all the stuff that I do naturally. But, you know, OTAs and off-season, we really do need that stuff. And, you know, me personally, I need that stuff. I just, you know, told you I got to work and practice just to be, you know, a great dancer and all of this stuff. I need the work, you know, to be a great football player.
Well, you said you're keeping your goals to yourself, but is Defensive Player of the Year something you at least have thought about or think about?
I mean, I got a lot of goals. I got one goal that I got one dream that I thought about the other day. What if I could play quarterback and rush the passer? You know, you haven't seen that, you know. And I come out to practice every day and I throw 100 passes and I try to be clean with my footwork and you know, I talked to Coach Pug. I asked him, was like, you know, do you think, you know, maybe, you know, do I have a shot, you know, anytime? You know, he just quickly, you know, disappointed me and said no. But I just, you know, I just come out and I just try to be the best one I could possibly be. And I just work and grind and I keep my head down and, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, if I work and I put 100% into what I'm doing, whatever happens at the end of the year, I'll be okay with it.
If you do that, you got to make sure you get the ball to DT and Manuel.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I'd spread it all around, you know. I wouldn't run the ball, you know. I'm sure that's what, you know, guys would think. I drop back and try to scramble every play. But no. I'm going to throw the ball up to DT and Emmanuel and, you know, Jeff Huerman and all these guys. I'm going to really spread it around. Not as good as Trevor, but, you know, I'll try my best.
Could you sack yourself?
Could I sack myself? No, I couldn't. I couldn't do that. Then that would just ruin my opportunity to play quarterback, you know. So I got to stay up on both feet and throw great passes if I ever do get the opportunity.
Haven't you done it on Madden? Have you put yourself a quarterback?
No, they don't even let me.
They won't?
No, they don't even let me. Yeah, I think my quarterback skills is real low. You know, they don't let me substitute myself in. You know, I tried it late, like earlier years, but, you know, they killed my dreams early.
It's a lot different to rush the passer in the fourth quarter as opposed to the first quarter. Mentally, physically, the guy's seeing all your moves at that point. Do you set him up for things? What's the difference between early and late?
I think, early in the game, I think early in the game you're playing for position. You know, we're really playing for position. You don't want to be offsides, you know, early in the game. You don't want to, you know, make a move that'll break containment and let the quarterback get outside. You know, so you're really just playing for position, trying to get three and outs and, you know, just trying to, you know, make plays and set it up for our offense early in the game. You know, as the game goes on, you just kind of get a feel for the game and you know when to take your chances and take your shots. You know, early in the game, if you take chances and take shots and you miss, that'll mess it up for the rest of the game. So, you know, early in the game, you're really just playing for positions. And it's always good to, you know, go out and get great rushes at the beginning of the game. But early in the game, playing for position.
What can this defense and you do if you guys are ever playing with a two-score lead and you just blew your
back? I mean, this is a National Football League, you know, so no lead is really, you know, safe. You know, the Browns and the Ravens game this last, you know, week is a clear indicator of that. But, you know, we got great rushes. We got a really good secondary. Up by two touchdowns, you know, the team will have to pass the ball more. But, you know, it has happened before. You know, we've been up by 20, you know, points and had teams come back. So it'll definitely, you know, increase our odds, you know, to win the game. But nothing is for sure.
Vaughn, speaking of the balance, Cincinnati has 31st in run yards per game in the first two games. Do you expect them to come out balanced or to throw more often?
I mean, they got great running backs. You know, Bernard and Jeremy Hill, they're great running backs. So I expect them to come out, you know, first quarter and run the ball for sure. And if the running the ball works, they gotta stick with running the ball. But running the ball is a base for, you know, great teams. You have to be able to run the ball. You can get away with passing the ball for a long time, but to be a great team, you have to run the ball. And Cincinnati, they are a great team. So I expect them to be balanced, you know, at the beginning of the game. You know, you got A.J. Green and all these other weapons. So, you know, I expect them to try to run the ball, you know, very early in the game.
Do you know that tackle?
Cedric? Yeah, that's my guy.
So you'll be matched up against him, won't you?
Yeah, I'll be matched up against Cedric. And, you know, yeah, that's my guy. I played with, you know, Cedric when he was at Texas A&M. I told him everything that I knew. You know, I really wasn't thinking, you know, at Texas A&M, you know, I might have to play this guy, you know, down the road. So I really just told him everything that I knew. Hopefully, you know, he forgot about some of that stuff. And, you know, I'll be able to get some good rushes. But, I really did. I tried to do a great job with Cedric and really just, you know, be an open mind for him. The same stuff that I do here for my guys here at the Broncos, I did for Cedric. And, you know, he's off to a great start. It was a first-round pick. And you can watch film and see the athletic ability that he has. He just needs a little bit more exposure, and he'll be one of the game's best tackles.
Vaughn, you're a big-time leader, a big celebrity in the NFL and around this country. What are your thoughts on taking the knee for the anthem and what's going on with your teammates and what's happening in the NFL?
I mean, I'm 100%, you know, with Colin Kaepernick and the cause. But, you know, for me personally, I got a huge respect for, you know, the flag and everything and, you know, soldiers and, you know, all this stuff. But I'm with those guys 100%. And I think it's great. It really creates discussion that needs to be had. You know, you see the current situation that, you know, we're dealing with this week. You know, that's what Colin is doing it for. That's what Brandon, you know, is doing it for. And, you know, it should continue to happen so we can continue to have these great discussions to make this great country even better. It's already a great country, but it's still issues that, you know, that we have to face and fix. And I feel like, you know, over time we'll get that done. But I'm with 100, I'm with Colin Kaepernick, Brandon Marshall, all those guys 100%.
Okay, thanks, Vaughn.
Thank you. Thanks.